The Sports Cast, June 10th, 2021. If you haven't yet, please subscribe in all our channels, twitch.tv, YouTube, Twitter, and Apple Podcasts. And if you're an Apple Podcast, please leave a rating and a review. It will help us out tremendously. And visit our website, thesportscast.net, thesportscast.net. And also download our app, The Sportscast One is our Twitter. But The Sportscast for iPhone, you can listen to our podcast there. You can read the latest news and get the latest notifications. Chris Hogan is doing lacrosse, ex-Patriots player. The Euros 21 is beginning this summer. It is the European Soccer Championship. It's probably the second biggest international tournament in the world. It's pretty much a World Cup, but without Brazil and Argentina in it. Anyways, joining us, a man that was born in Europe, Jaime Fernandez. Welcome back to the world, to the World Cup. Welcome back to the Sportscast.
Hi, Santiago. How are you? I'm so excited.
Yo, Jaime, I mean,
Euro is coming. Euro is happening.
Okay. By the way, there's three tournaments this summer, you know, for soccer. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm pretty excited. First of all, we're going to watch really, really good soccer this upcoming month. And also, you need to add the Olympics. So we have four.
Four big tournaments. Now, I'm going to watch for sure the Euros. I'm going to watch the Copa America, and I'm going to watch the Gold Cup. The Olympics, not so much, to be honest. But are you going to watch all of them closely, or one or two of them more closely?
Well, I mean, of course, the Euro closely, very close. I'm a big fan. I grew up watching this tournament, of course, as a European, as a Spaniard. And, I mean, I have big memories. We won two in a row, 2008 and 2012. Man, I can't even tell you how fun, how excited were the streets in Spain the day, that night and the day after. So, of course, it's always good.
And Jaime is referencing Spain winning in 2008 and also in 2012. This, which was the golden generation of Spain, which they won Euro, World Cup, Euro, and they didn't win a Confederation Cup, I don't think. No.
No.
Anyways.
But it's not an important trophy. It's not an
important trophy, exactly. Spain has been having COVID issues this past couple of days. Busquets was tested positive for COVID-19, and Spain had to get some players or a B team for this tournament. Jaime, what's the latest on that?
Well, I mean, it's good what happened, and at the same time, it's bad. I'm gonna tell you why. First of all, it's good because what just happened right now, it proves that the coach's decision like 10 days ago wasn't wrong. So, I mean, why I'm saying it's good, because some people, to be honest, they don't like this coach. We are kind of unhappy with him because, again, he did some decisions that we are not 100% with him. So one of the decisions was like UEFA give you 26 spots for the Euro. Guess what? He said, oh, I don't want to create so much problems with who's going to play and who is not. So you know what? I'm just going to pick only 24 players. And guess what happened? The COVID. So Busquets need to go home. Llorente need to go home. So now what he did is he kind of create like a bubble where he called another 11 players to be prepared. So it's kind of like weird situation. But apparently I just read this morning that Busquets is going to end up playing. Maybe not the first game of the second, but he wants to take Busquets for the rest. So,
how important is Busquets for the squad?
I mean, it is important because, first of all, he's the captain. He was going to be, or he's going to be his first tournament as a captain, because we all know what happened with Ramos. He didn't took Ramos because Ramos, he's not good. He's injured. He's been injured. He's not, he says he's not 100%. So he actually, you know, support the coach in that decision, because it's true. I mean, there's enough other players that you can bring instead of Ramos. So if he's not 100% good, it's better to take other players. I mean, what's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, that's something that, you know, is like, you know, for every national team and every coach has to make these tough decisions. You know, sometimes these national managers, you know, has that one or two players that are like they're so reliable on, you know, but they're injured and they haven't played for weeks, perhaps maybe months, but they take them because it fits in their system. And that's the big question mark. You take them or just leave them and give a chance to another player. And I've seen it before thousands of times, where a lot of them, a lot of these managers depend on the old guard a lot, you know. But hey, sometimes you got to move on. You can't think in the past. You got to look at the player pool. And with Spain, they got a deep player pool. So it's not like other countries where like they're really thin, but Spain has a lot of talent. So I think they'll be all right.
Yeah, that's the team.
Right, Jaime?
Yeah. I feel we will do all right also because, of course, we are in a group that we are better than the other national teams. Like, we are better than Sweden, better than Poland, and, of course, way better than Slovakia on the papers. But you know how it's football and how beautiful is football. The small team, small nation can kill favorite. We saw it all the time. We saw it every World Cup. We saw it every Euro. So who knows? We might see it again with this Euro. We probably will with any of the teams that we don't expect they're going to do as good. But yeah, without further ado, let's get talking to the groups if you want.
Yes, and before we get into the groups, one big team that everyone remembers was back in 2004, Greece. They won the whole thing. And they were not that good. They were not predicted to win at all.
Not only they won, it was funny because the very first game of the Euro, it was, I think this never happened before. It was Greece against Portugal. Portugal was playing as a home team. They were hosting that Euro. And not only Greece beat them, no, I think the first game maybe they tie or something like that, but the last game was again the same game as the first one, Portugal against Greece, and Greece beat them in the final, which it was the most important game.
Interesting enough,
the one you don't want to lose.
Yes, Greece didn't play pretty, but they play very defensive. But we'll see if there will be a new team in this tournament. And let's read out the groups. Group A. We'll talk about the group, and of course, Jaime and I will pick the top two. So, Group A is Turkey, Italy, Wales, and Switzerland. Italy is my favorite to win. Of course, Italy has not done well these past couple years, but this talent pool is looking great. And of course, you got Wales with Gareth Bale. And Switzerland, I know a little bit. I know they beat the U.S. 2-1 last week. I'm not sure if that says a lot. But Jaime, what are your thoughts over this group?
Well, of course, as you say, I mean, my favorite to pass first in this group is Italy. Just because this type of tournament, believe it or not, Italy, Germany, those kind of teams, they have so much experience that they, I mean, it's going to sound funny, but it's, you know, they the logo plays himself. They already play teams, when they play against Italy, they are a little bit scared because, you know, there's so much history behind Italy. So it's kind of like when you play against Real Madrid in Champions League. I mean, you know, it's not going to be easy. Doesn't matter how Real Madrid got there. It's going to be a difficult game against Real Madrid. So with Italy, I mean, they have really good players. Berratti, we know Ciro Immobile, they have Donnarumma. So at the end of the day, it's a really good team, solid team. Mancini as a coach, of course, very good coach. So, yeah, I will say they're going to pass. And then the second spot, let's also tell the audience, Santiago, that in this competition, there's a unique thing, that there is 24 teams. So the top four thirds, with more points or more goals, the third position, the top four, are going to go through the next one.
Yeah, the top four third place teams make it out. So
exactly.
Top two, yes, automatically. Exactly. But so if you're a third place team that, you know, could qualify by that one last game.
So, yeah, I feel in this situation in Group A, I think that one of those third is going to go to the next round because, again, it's going to be very tight between Wales, Switzerland, you know, and also Turkey. I mean, I think Turkey is going to be second, I think.
Turkey. But interesting. It's because Jaime watches the Turkish league on BN Sport.
Sometimes.
Which is the only league BN will have next season.
They have really good players, and just one of the players that actually decide the League One in France is Gilmaz, Burak Gilmaz. He said he was, you know, one of the top scorers in the League One. So, of course, I mean, now he wants to do the same with the Euro. Let's see.
And who will come third, Wales or Switzerland?
I feel Gareth Bale. Yeah, Bale is going to lead Wales probably to pick up that third place.
And
let's remember also, let's tell the audience that the last Euro, Wales was able to be top three. So that says a lot. They probably will do good this year also.
We'll see. That was a good Gareth Bale back then. I think he was in his first couple of seasons with Real Madrid, and he's heading back there again apparently. But we'll talk about that in a different podcast. Group D, Denmark, Finland, Belgium and Russia. Belgium, of course, the Red Devils were favorites in the 18 World Cup. They're a little bit older, but Lukaku is probably one of their main stars, coming out hot from Inter Milan. And of course, the other team, Denmark, don't know much about them. They probably have one player from the Premier League, Finland, and then Russia. What are your thoughts over this group, and do you think the Red Devils have this in the bag?
Well, I mean, of course, Belgium, they have a lot of good players, you know. Thibaut Courtois, Hazard, Kevin De Bruyne, and I mean, again, Tielemans, you have so many good players, and I think Belgium is going to get all the way to the final, or at least semifinals. So there is no doubt that in this group they are going to be top. And again, we have for second and third position, they are going to fight definitely between Russia and
Finland.
What would we say is the third one? Oh, Denmark, of course.
Denmark and Finland, yeah.
I think Finland is actually playing for the very first time in a final, you know, champion, like a final phase. And I think they're going to, you know, they're going to play, of course, they're going to do their best, but I don't think they're going to even get a point because, you know, they're playing against very tough teams. So I might be wrong. What do you think about Finland?
I don't know much about Finland. If this is their first tournament, Jaime, usually the rookies, freshmen don't do well. They may finish up with a point, and that's not enough.
There is exceptions, of course. I don't know if you remember Iceland. They played, like, I don't know if it was the Euro or the World Cup, but they did really good. I mean, I think they didn't go through, but they were playing really tough. So
and with like their hand clapping.
Those Nordics. Yeah, those Nordics. They tend to be, you know, very tough, especially to score them. So let's see. We will see. Definitely.
So who's your second and third place?
I would say second Denmark, third Russia.
Denmark. I was going to say Denmark as well. That is my pick as well. Dinamarca, Denmark, and Finland. Group.
Santiago, you know who plays for Finland?
A guy from Liverpool.
Pukki. No, a guy that plays for Norwich. Pukki. Remember?
Yes. He's the blonde hair guy.
One of the top scorers. Like last Premier League, he was one of the top scorers, especially at the beginning. I remember.
Yes, he played in like the Championship. Now he's going to the Premier League. He was second division Championship.
He played, but the season before, he was in the Premier League.
He was.
He scored so many goals. I remember.
I agree. Group C, Netherlands, Ukraine, Austria, and North Macedonia. I know, Jaime, like we spoke this offsite, you have a lot of favorite hood. You favored Netherlands a lot. What do you think about this group?
Well, definitely. I mean, Netherlands, they have a very, very good team. Very young players that, of course, they are going to fight all the games for – they want to be, again, in the top, you know. They were missing a couple of tournaments, like Euro and World Cup. But now they are back, finally, and they bring really good players. They're young, you know, in the midfield with Wijnaldum, that he just signed for PSG.
Huge.
Of course, you have, you know, top defenders, Matthijs de Ligt, you know. At the end of the day, I feel Holland, they always need to be top. And then Ukraine has Shevchenko as a coach. So since Shevchenko took over, they've been doing really good. Ukraine is actually one of those, you know, teams that it could be like a surprise in the tournament. I think they can get far.
So Netherlands is first, and you think Ukraine will come second?
Yeah, and then Austria and North Macedonia. Yeah, I don't feel they're gonna do good. Let's be honest. I mean, Austria has Alaba,
but, and that's it.
You know, I feel they haven't played in the top for a couple of, you know, good years. So I don't think they're gonna do good. Ukraine, you will be surprised. If Ukraine is able to beat or tie against Holland, they might come first.
That's a good sign for them.
Let's see.
That's a good sign for Ukraine.
Let's see for the Yarmolenko goals.
Group D, the three Lions, England, Croatia, Scotland, and Czech Republic. Of course, England is very recognizable here in the States. You got Harry Kane. Foden is going to play a lot of these stars. Jaime, do you think England has a good chance in this group to be number one, or you think maybe Croatia could, you know, come in there and win it?
Well, definitely this group, I think we're going to see it very quick, because the very first game is England against Croatia. So whoever wins that game is going to be the one that is going to end it up first, I feel. But, I mean, I think England are the favorites just because they have a lot of, you know, young players that they've been demonstrating this year in Champions League and in Premier League that they really want a big competition, like a national big competition. But again, I mean, not only you can live out of good players, you need to have like a good squad and a good coach and, you know, lucky. In this type of tournament, it's only 6 games. So usually you need to be also very lucky with some decisions. So Croatia, definitely they can beat them. They did it before. They have Luka Modric. They have, you know, Perisic, Kovacic. They have really good players. But if you ask me, I think England is going to be top.
Top of the group. Croatia second. Who you got for third? Scotland or Czech Republic?
I feel it's Scotland just for one reason. Scotland is going to play at home. They play at Glasgow at the Hampden Park. So I feel that will be important for them.
Group E, the group that Jaime will be paying attention for the first couple of days, Spain, Sweden, Poland, Slovakia. Jaime, it feels like this is in the bag for Spain, unless COVID really beats them out. But what are your thoughts?
Well, I mean, it's going to be difficult for Spain, but we are favorites. I mean, don't get me wrong. We have enough quality in all the lines to make it, you know, to win. I feel Sweden, they always fight. Zlatan was going to play. He's not playing. He's injured. So I feel they need like a leader, right? That's what they've been missing in the last year, Sweden. They have a lot of talent, a lot of young talent. They have Isak, Fosfer, you know, Berg. They have good talent, but I don't think they're better than Spain. And then we have Poland that, of course, if Lewandowski has the day, forget about Spain, forget about everybody, because only Lewandowski by himself can beat some of these national teams, because he's really good.
I agree.
So, and then Slovakia is also, you know, like a small team that they are going to try their best, but I feel they are in a tough group. So
is Spain first, second Poland, then Sweden, then Slovakia?
I would say so, yeah. I mean, it's going to depend a lot in Spain, like how Morata, Gerard Moreno, Ferran Olmo, those kind of guys, if they do as good as they know and they score the goals that we need, we're going to be good. But don't forget that, you know, Spain is lately has been missing goals. So, I mean, I feel we need to score more goals. So let's see.
And I want to reiterate what Jaime says about Poland. Lewandowski, one of the best strikers in the world, plays for Bayern Munich. You know, he's a little bit old, but he's still sought out, you know, and I was hearing a lot of rumors this past couple of weeks of him going to a different, bigger club, but he's definitely one of the top strikers in the world. And yes, I do agree with Jaime. By himself, he can take down any national team. So maybe Slovakia. We'll see what happens. Anything else for Group E? Nothing.
Well, they have also good goalkeeper. They have Zielinski from Juventus.
That's right.
And a couple of other good players. They have Milic, a good striker. They have players, but top players, they only have really one, you know? And yeah, I think they kind of, they're going to fight for that third position. Let's be, you know, realistic. I mean, a lot of teams, they are going to really fight for that third position based on the goals they score. So, I mean, I feel Poland has chances, just the fact that they have one of the top scorers in the world. So if Lewandowski has a game that he can score 3 or 4 goals, Poland is going to pass for sure as a third.
Something to definitely look at. I think looking at Poland, they could definitely be a pain for some of the big teams. I can definitely see them being a threat. They're no walkover. Let's look at Group F, the group of death: Hungary, Portugal, France, and Germany. Jaime, I mean, this is one of the best group of deaths I've seen in a while. What are your thoughts?
Well, this is going to be crazy. Crazy, crazy games. Of course, they're all going to beat Hungary. Don't even doubt about that, Santiago. Hungary, they need to feel good because at least they play at home. So at least the fans, they can enjoy watching the best players in their home stadium. But definitely, I mean, I think it's going to be a battle. Every single game between France, Portugal, and Germany, it's going to be a battle to fight for the, you know, for the top three. I feel definitely in this group, there's gonna be top three. And if I need to pick, I will say France as a first, just because we've been demonstrating lately that they have a really tough squad in every single line, defense, midfield, you know, even as a goalkeeper, they have Lloris. But, man, the top three in the striker, like, come on, Griezmann, Mbappe, and Benzema, I think there is nothing better than that.
How about Benzema coming back to France after 4 years? Actually, more than that. I think it was 6 years. Jaime, how much of a difference is that going to be for France?
Well, it makes a big difference just by one big fact. The fact that Benzema has been very, very, very good in the last 2 years since Ronaldo left.
With which club again?
And, you know, now he's kind of like a leader, which he's always been in the shade of Ronaldo or other players, but now he's the leader. So I feel France need a leader, and they need like a, you know, like a tough guy there that had the head, you know, that not only intelligent, also had the, you know, sometimes you need to be cold. In these type of competitions, you need people with experience. And I feel Benzema is going to put that experience, and Mbappe is going to put the class and the goals.
And guys, keep in mind, a reason why Jaime is singing Benzema's praises is because he plays for Jaime's favorite club, Real Madrid. And he's been carrying Real Madrid for the past couple of months, so that's a good thing.
Yeah. But again, Germany has an also tough squad. It's the last year of, well, the last year, the last tournament for Joachim Löw. So also, I mean, he's going to try his best. Germany has really good player, Joshua Kimmich. You know, they brought Müller and Hummels to play this tournament also. They have Kroos. Kroos is going to play his last tournament with Germany. You know, Gnabry, Sané, I mean, Germany has a tough squad, and Portugal, they have so many young players, and, you know, some of the top Portugal players, they've been chosen, like, the best of the best in the Premier League, like Bruno, you know, Diaz, Ruben Diaz also.
Bernardo Silva.
He was selected, like, yeah, Bernardo Silva, he was elected, big, you know, as a top player. They have also, you know, Joao Felix from Atletico. So I feel, oh my God.
Diego Jota.
If I was you, I will never miss those games. Those games, there's gonna be blood there.
You know, it's funny because I've been hearing, Jaime, Portugal is one of the favorites to win this tournament. Would you agree?
I agree. But just the fact, like, again, I mean, they have a top guy. They have Cristiano. Cristiano has so much experience in this type of game.
And also, so Ronaldo doesn't have to carry the load.
Yeah, he knows how to lead his team to win this type of tournament because he already did it. He already did it in 2016 and against France. So, I mean, let's see.
Okay.
Definitely we're going to have fun watching those games.
Oh, I mean, it's going to be a blast. Hopefully we can have it, you know, together with pizza. Who knows? Okay, so France, Portugal, who will go third? Hungary or Germany?
No, Germany.
Okay, making sure. Anyways,
yeah.
That is the first round of the Euros. Euros begin tomorrow with the first match being Turkey versus Italy, kind of an okay match right there. And then, of course, the second round begins till June 26th. So you'll be enjoying two solid weeks of European football. It's going to be as hyped as the World Cup. Of course, a lot of you guys that are listening are not going to see your country, but you're going to see some high-quality football. And, of course, it'll be shown on ESPN. And then, of course, on Univision. So definitely mark that out. And, of course, we're not going to go through the second round, but Jaime, who do you think, as of right now, will be the like who will go to the championship game and who will win?
Who will be?
Who'll be at, like, the
champion of the Euro Cup?
Yes. Who'll be, like, the top two, last final game, and then who will win it?
Yes, I feel it will be England and France.
England and France.
And, yeah, and I think France is going to win.
That's a good final. I like that.
Yeah. I have that good feeling.
I got that good feeling. And third place, Spain.
No. I think third place is going to be Italy.
That sounds good to me.
Italia.
Italia. Jaime.
La bella Italia.
Jaime, anything else before we head on to other predictions? Anything else from Euro 21 you want to say?
I have a challenge for you.
Okay.
Who do you think is going to be the top scorer for the Euro?
Lewandowski.
You have big names in the table.
Lewandowski.
You think it's going to be Lewandowski?
Yes. Why not?
Okay.
You?
Because I don't think he's going to access to all the rounds. So probably Lewandowski will be out by quarterfinals or, you know.
But he could score 6 goals in the first round.
That's for sure. But if I need to pick, I'm going to go with the top scorer. For me, I feel it's going to be either Cristiano or Mbappé.
Mbappé sounds
or good. Maybe Harry Kane. Who knows? Maybe Harry Kane.
Yeah, but he's been a little bit. I haven't seen him much in the last couple of weeks of the Premier League. I think because he was injured a little bit, but we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see what happens. Anyways,
We will see.
Okay, there's also at the beginning of the show we talked about other tournaments. Jaime, who's going to win the Copa America?
Well, Copa America is going to be hosted by Brazil. So I think this time Argentina is going to win.
Argentina. And guys, keep in mind, Copa America is the South American international tournament. So it's between the top, all the teams of South America playing against each other. Jaime has Argentina winning Messi's first international trophy, you're saying?
Probably. Let's see.
Okay. Gold Cup, CONCACAF tournament. Who do you have winning that?
The Gold Cup, I feel like Mexico's going to come to take the revenge of the other day. I already spoke with a couple of Mexicans. And they are so frustrated for what happened the other day in the last minute. So they think they're going to win this. So I don't know. Let's see. I mean, my favorite, to be honest, is U.S., of course. They've been playing good. They have all these young talent, and now they are not young anymore because they are right there showing that they take over. People like Pulisic and Reyna. So, you know, let's see. What do you think?
I think USA is going to win, but I heard today, I was talking to Lexi Lalas, and he said that not all the European players will be in this U.S. squad. So, and I'm sure a lot of the Mexican ones will be. So we'll see how it goes. I'm pulling for the U.S. That's what my heart says, but my mind is telling me Mexico.
What about for the Copa America? Who do you think is
going to win? Brazil, dude. Brazil. It is theirs to lose, Jaime. They're playing at home. They're undefeated in the qualifiers. I don't see why not. And then Argentina's playing with like a sub-B team. I know they're second in the qualifiers, but they're not all there. I think Brazil is just going to be a walk in the park for them.
Okay. Let's see.
We'll see what happens. But the games have to be played, right? So, anyways, first game of the Euros, Jaime. Turkey versus Italy. Who do you have?
I think it's going to be Italy. No, by a lot of goals, but I feel it's going to be like a 2-1.
Wales versus Switzerland.
I feel in that case, maybe Wales is going to win. Let's see.
Belgium versus Russia.
Sorry, who do you think? Belgium?
Versus Russia.
Yeah, I think Belgium is going to win. Yeah.
England versus Croatia. This is all Euro games, guys.
England.
Netherlands versus Ukraine.
I feel they're going to tie.
Tie. I like it. Spain versus Sweden.
Even that I love IKEA.
I missed you on that one. You went away.
Oh, sorry. Even that I love IKEA, I think Spain is going to win.
What's the score line?
Score for Spain, Sweden is going to be 3-1.
3-1. First game of Copa America, Argentina versus Chile.
Argentina.
How much?
2-1.
Argentina. NBA playoffs, Jaime. Brooklyn at Milwaukee. Brooklyn is up 2-0 in the series.
Oh, yeah. Brooklyn are destroying. I mean, I think it's unfair. They have so many stars. I watched a little bit of the game the other day against Milwaukee, and, man, they have so many good players, so I don't feel it's fair, but anyway.
So you have Brooklyn or Milwaukee winning?
Brooklyn.
And then finally, Clippers at the Jazz.
I would say Jazz.
Utah is up 1-0. Jaime says they'll go on and win their second. And random poll question on Twitter. Jaime, how do you have your iced tea? Do you have a sweet, unsweet, half and half, or peach-flavored tea?
Peach flavor.
Peach. There you go. And peach is tied with unsweet at 33%. Sweet is at third place at 22, and half and half at 11%. And there you have it. Anyways, that is our Euro 21 prediction. Our soccer tournament, there's three soccer tournaments are going on. We'll be following the Euros and the Gold Cup. And definitely follow us along on the Sportscast. Jaime, what is the best way to reach you online?
Well, thank you for asking. Santiago, I wanna finally promote my podcast. I just recently launched a podcast a couple of days ago. So if you want to follow, Santiago's going to do a mention here. It's called Dame Bola Podcast, especially for bilingual listeners. Because, I mean, again, I'm not going to use English. It's going to be completely Spanish, but that's what I invite bilingual people to come and listen to, you know, the last update about Euro. We're going to focus at the beginning in the Euro, but we're going to keep going after. So just follow us. It's Dame Bola Podcast. You can follow us in Instagram or YouTube.
Dame Bola covering all things soccer. Their first stint is Euro 21. Looking forward to it. And, of course, you can follow us here at the Sportscast at thesportscast.net or on our Twitter or Instagram, thesportscast1, for the latest and greatest. I'm looking forward to it. This summer is full of soccer. Never seen three tournaments playing like that. I have seen two. is usually the Gold Cup and the Euros or the Gold Cup and Copa America, but we're seeing all three this summer. So, of course, if you're tired of the NBA, you can watch some soccer. Anyways, Jaime, any closing words and before we head off?
No, only thank you, as always, Santiago. And it's been a pleasure participating with you. And now I hope you also participate with my podcast. So I want to keep in contact, of course.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. Check out his podcast, Jaime. And, of course, we'll see you guys later in the future. God bless. Thanks, Jaime.
Bye.